You're tuned to Vibes FM. I am Sarah C, and today's special guest hails from Augustown and is described by his peers as a complete artist. This is due to his soulful voice and his profound songwriting skills. Dwayne Stevenson's works always urge us to be the best human beings that we can be. We're grateful and happy to be able to spend any time at all with him, and we've managed to get him on the phone. Dwayne Stevenson, welcome back to Vibes FM.
A blessed love, man. It's always a pleasure being here. No? Well overdue. But I'm here now, and maybe now is just the time that I need to be here.
Nothing before the time.
So definitely, man.
So we give thanks for the groundings that we've all had, and I know that your mother taught you lots of things about taking responsibility for yourself, and you've mentioned it in previous interviews. How's that helping now in the situations that we find ourselves in?
Well, we don't have a choice but to take responsibility. You know, whether or not we want to, most times you find that you'll have to face it, regardless of the lies we try to tell ourselves as to why we got here. The truth, you know, never fades. You know, and the truth is, we have strayed far, far away from, you know, what is originally known as quality living. Right now, the whole thing is basically turned upside down. You know, and this is just another example of too far, too fast. You know, for the situation we find ourselves in, you know. But I'm still praying and hoping that people stay safe. And once again, it's your responsibility to do what you need to do in order to at least safeguard your family. You know, so responsibility is the key to living healthy these days. And living healthy might be the difference between living or dying.
Yeah, or somebody you care about living or dying.
Yeah, man, definitely.
It's been a while since we've spoken, and you've been around the world, it seems. I know you've been touring with the Wailers, and I know you've also been to Africa, and you've been to South and Central America too. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've definitely been going through those places, you know. It's amazing the places that music take you. But, you know, you follow your passion, follow the love, and, you know, give that love every time you go on stage and people try to, you know, get it to these places they can see live and to just really support the music. So I'm very grateful. So, you know, I'm always, as I say, putting my best foot forward, trying to make sure that every song, I do it as if it's the last song that I'm going to do, just to keep a high level of excellence going forward. And I think because of that, you know, I've managed to really dig myself into many of places that is a little bit unusual, so to speak, you know, because, I mean, 2 years ago, I ended up touring Nicaragua just before the unrest that was there. You know, I learned a lot about the people from the people, you know, I shared a lot of experiences that was pretty much new to them sharing the space with reggae artists. A lot of the times, they see the artists, they hear them, but they've never really had much of an opportunity to meet and take pictures with the artists. But that's great, man. You know, it's nice to know that, you know, I could be out there breaking new ground, so to speak, or at least, you know, being the face of a music that they've been supporting for many years. I tried to keep myself busy and, you know, spread love through music.
Most definitely. What was South and Central America like?
It was awesome, man. It was definitely awesome, you know.
And who did you do the show with? Was it an all reggae show? Did they mix it up with reggaeton? How was it?
No, it was all reggae show. It was all reggae show. Of course, you know, a lot of shows have, you know, their own little artists that, you know, are from the country. That probably do a little bit of cover and stuff like that. But it's amazing the love that they have for not only my music, but just reggae music as a whole. You know, I've been to places like Managua in Nicaragua. I've been to places like Roatán, Utila, you know, the main land in Costa Rica, to all these places. And, you know, going to these places, I really never expected to see reflections of my own self. But these people look like me, they speak like me in the same Jamaican dialect. And a lot of them have never come to Jamaica, but because of the movement that went on from the Panama Canal, these people still hold on to their culture, you know, which is Africanized Jamaican. And they've not let it go, and they've been supporting the music and spreading the love in all those places since then.
I think good reggae music, though, is reggae that everybody could relate to. And if I was nominating an ambassador, I think you would definitely be the one. Did you go to South America with Alba Rossi?
No, I never went to South America with Alba Rossi, but I went down there with the Wailers. I went by myself. You know, I've done a lot of work from Brazil to, of course, Argentina, in Chile, Ecuador, Peru. You know, so I have really been through there, man. And it's always a good vibe. It's all, you know, I like seeing these places. I like to be a part of the culture that they have there going. I like to learn about the people, you know, see the struggles, see the way of life and stuff like that, because that also enhances the music.
100%. And what kind of capacities? You know, when people go to Africa, there's tens of thousands of people come out. How many people come out for the shows in South America?
Well, you know, most of the venues are smaller venues. But even those smaller venues still manage to pack in like 3,000-4,000 people in these places, except for festivals. And festivals, when they have festivals, it's huge. It's huge, man. You know, anywhere between 30,000 and 40,000 people are in attendance and stuff like that. You know, but they have what they call show houses in South America, which a lot of places could, you know, take a page from one of those books, from their books. They have show houses that are pretty much made for these kind of things, and usually the capacity is like, as I say, 3,000-4,000 people. It's amazing, man. I mean, the drives are always long and the towns are very far apart, but when you get there, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I bet it's beautiful, the countryside on the way. Or do you fly?
Yeah, no, most of the times we drive. There are a few places, few remote places that you have to actually, you know, jump out the bus and fly to those places and come back to the bus and move, because, especially in Brazil, there are some areas that are very hard to get to driving. So we fly to those remote areas.
That'd be amazing. I mentioned Alborossi because I know that you do some songwriting. You do lots of songwriting, and probably everyone wants you to collaborate with them on a song. And I know that you wrote for Alborossi on the with them on the Unbreakable album with the Wailers as well.
Yeah. No, it was a great experience, man. Myself, you know, and Makian, we were invited in to come in and just co-write on a few songs, just, you know, to create a difference. And while we were there, we also had the opportunity to, in turn, you know, pen some words for the great Beresford Hammond. You know, but, I mean, Alborossi is someone that I've known for many, many years, long before Alborossi hit the stage as an artist. You know, I first knew him as an engineer / producer in G-Jam all those years ago from before Serious Time album, because Serious Time album was the first time I met him while we were doing the progression for that for Luciano. Because at that time I was working closely with Dean, and that this is before Parables, before August Stone, before anybody know about Dwayne Stevenson and Taurus Riley. So, you know, it's amazing how far we've come.
Yeah, the progression is amazing to see and to watch.
Yeah, man, definitely, yeah.
And I checked the credits, you know, and it doesn't surprise me one little bit that you had a pen involved in Youth Like Me.
Yeah,
it
man,
did not surprise
man.
Me. They are all great songs about just building yourself up, and it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. And to have written Two Rock with Beres and the guys would have been amazing. You have a special kinship too, don't you, with Taurus Riley? And as I understand
Man,
it,
we pretty much grew musically together, man.
At the studio on the same day.
Yeah, we started out at the same time. Yeah, most definitely. Well, I think he had his first professional record in the same day as I did, way back in the days down in Anchor. You know what I mean? And we just met by chance, and we've just been, you know, musical brothers since then. The connection being, of course, Mr. Fraser.
Yes, no doubt. And I was saying, if ever I'm having a hard time, or if I need a go-to song for a pick-me-up, I always reach for Exhale with you and Taurus Riley. It is one of my favorite songs of strength.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, wow, that was such an amazing experience back in those days, you know, getting in the studio. I mean, things were so much less complicated and more musical those days. It was an amazing ride. Not that no, it's not, but, you know, it's almost like the golden ages, so to speak, you know.
Well, maybe just at those times.
It's a time that's close to heart. Yeah, man.
I guess maybe at those times things were a bit more carefree and a bit easier. And I think in those earlier days, artists could be artists, whereas now there's a lot more, I think, expected of you as an artist.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the kind of expectation, I think, is the thing that makes it hard. You know, the business gets so complicated, and you have to, you know, develop as a businessman, also as an artist. And once, you know, business starts consuming any of your time, then it's going to get harder because, you know, we're naturally artistic. We're not naturally business people, but it's, you know, stuff that we truly have to learn in order to progress. Because that's just how life is, unfortunately.
Well, that's right. And I guess the bigger you grow, the more complicated life is. That's just how it works.
Yes, the bigger the contract, the bigger the stake, bigger everything. That just kind of takes away from what you truly love to do in the studio. But you have to find that balance, because balance is how life works. And we are not immune to, regular life situations.
Yeah, I read recently in the Gleaner that you're working in lockdown and it's actually given you a bit more time to write for others, and that you're writing with Gyptian and Joe Archer from Trinidad and Benny Yar from Florida.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, as I say, everybody's situation may create a good opportunity for something. You just need to find a silver lining, after the rain has passed. And the silver lining is that everything just kind of cease and settle, and business, just took a vacation. And the art, we have some time to totally recommit to the art, to the love and the passion that we started with, just to get out there and start get the ideas and the emotions flowing again. It was an opportunity for that man.
So I guess out of that, some opportunity has come. Now, there's an imminent album. That's how I'm describing it. The album is imminent.
Yeah.
Exile to Dreadites. So you're never really far from August Town. I've got a quick funny thing I've got to tell you. I was looking on Wikipedia just before we did this, and it listed out your albums and this to be the fourth studio album. And somebody must have either made a typo or not quite heard it correctly. And they put the title of the album as Exile to Jedi, as in Star Wars, which I thought was really funny. And they associated it to
out of this world.
So I thought that was very funny. So it's Exile to Dreadites. And what can you tell us about that?
Well, the album, it's amazing how much this album is relevant to all of that we're seeing today, even though the project has been done for well over a year. And there's already been like two deadlines that was not met. One, because, I got in a little bit of a medical situation, so everything was kind of pushed back because of that. And the moment we rev everything back up again and in time to get it out again in the beginning of this year and really get the drive going, then the whole world met in a medical situation again. So we're kind of now trying to figure things out, because the last thing that we'd want to do is to put out a new date and it don't happen again.
Listen,
because then it becomes mythical.
Exactly. I know it's not a deliberate delay, but it's a great ploy because it's almost like now we're desperate for it.
Yeah, man.
I know you didn't set this all up just for a big album release. So what do we have to look forward to when you're finally in a position to get the album to us?
Let me tell you something. Mm. The music is definitely going to really take you back to the days when the music, was... there's a lot of brass on it. And that was deliberate. It's very carefree. It's not something that we can say, this is a vibe that is going on now. It's not a no vibe. It's a vibe. It's a reggae vibe. It's authentic. It's... speaks magnitude to what's going on today. It gives hope, inspiration, it's entertaining. It has different flows and different feels. And that is what I deliberately set out to do. So, while you might hear a one tune and say, this sound like the vibe now, and then the next thing might show you totally left field. Understand? And I say, I can't, say as much. It's really brass driven with a lot of the stuff. But it is reggae in its truest form.
I cannot wait. When the album's actually out, will you come back and talk us through some of the things on the album?
It would be a pleasure to do that.
That would be absolutely fantastic. In the meantime, we've got Put Down the Knife that you did with Frenchie for Maximum Sound.
Yeah.
When I first heard that, it's as if the church organ is in your lungs. That's how it felt.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And then the most recent... Sorry, I was going to say, recent thing that we have is God in Our Sleep.
Yeah.
Will any of these be on the album?
We might just make an adjustment. We might just make an adjustment because people are really loving that song too much. And just have something extra. But originally that was not the plan. That was something that was supposed to have been out after the album was out and, off and running for a little bit. But it happened to, That's just how life is, man. Sometimes things work out that way because it should.
Yeah, listen, we're ready for it when it's ready and not before the time. We have plenty to keep us satisfied. Do not worry. Because you were also due to be on the road, weren't you, with Jalil?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of plans that were definitely thrown out. But this was supposed to be one of my busiest May into March into June that I've had for a while. But, you know, everything was put on hold. So, of course, you know, this is only an opportunity to become bigger and better when we finally forward.
Exactly. It's going to be like a tsunami, isn't it, when they let us go?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Definitely, you know.
But it was lovely. And
now we have love and hope and inspiration.
Exactly. It was lovely to see the Sunday Live, J.A. There's some great things popping up because out of, I guess, necessity comes some creativity.
Yeah. Yes, most definitely, man. As I say, you know, we always have to be searching for the silver lining, man. We always have to do that.
Brilliant. And we also give thanks to Mackian for reconnecting us. I'm really grateful for that. His album is also lovely.
Yeah, the Mackian album is a very powerful piece of work, you know. I mean, it's just to solidify all that he has been doing and the work that he has been putting in over time. Because anyone knows the work that Mackian is doing. A lot of people might be very familiar with it, but just don't know. You know, because he has been really putting in the work in terms of being a writer and even co-producing in a lot of the tracks that we hear from many artists. From stuff with Kongstar to Frankie Music definitely has a debt of gratitude for him because of the amount of work that he has put in as a co-producer and a lot of the tracks that you hear out there coming out of, you know, that production house.
100%. It seems like they're the people you want to be in with. Well, I would anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, Dwayne,
Yeah, with good people.
Yeah, it's been lovely to catch up with you. We can't wait for the new album, but we will. So we can check you out on DwayneStevensonReggae.com.
Dwayne Stevenson Reggae Instagram, you know, Dwayne Stevenson Reggae man. So you know, I've got to ask for the thing about road track and reggae.
All the links are there and all the information will be there.
Most definite.
And we will stand to attention waiting for Exile to Dreadites.
Most definitely, man.
Thank you so much. Do you have a message for the Vibes FM family before we go?
Well, you know, keep our head up, you know, be hopeful. Take the precautions you need to save your life and the life of your family and friends around you. And just, you know, make yourself stronger for the other side. Understand? Because we all know the world is changing and sometimes we have to change to meet that new changing world. But, you know, we have evolved over millions of years. And there's a reason why we are still here because we are resilient and we're human. And as long as we keep human, there's always hope and possibilities for the future.
Dwayne Stevenson's forthcoming album, Exile to Dreadites, soon come. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Anytime.